Good Wednesday morning, horse racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Backstretch Talk, where we'll be going over the Trip and Trouble horses from the previous week out of Del Mar. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Eddie the Hat, and of course, all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Check us out if you haven't had an opportunity to do so. And we hope that you join our family. And, we hope that we can help you out a little bit if you're a newbie or if you are a grizzled handicapping veteran that is already handicapping. Maybe we can help you bring something new to the table. So horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's get right to it because there's a lot going on. And when I mean that, what I mean is we've got a nice card tomorrow, which we are just finishing up on. Eight races, first post, 2 p.m. And, of course, then we jump to Friday, first post at 4 o'clock. And we're also working on Friday, too. So, yeah, no rest for the wicked, as they say. And we are immersed right now in a pretty good Thursday card. And I say that honestly because, we have gotten really spoiled with the racing, the quality of racing at Del Mar, with the full fields, the mutuals. And it's been a lot of fun so far. So we hope that you're enjoying it as well. The clock is rapidly ticking, and then, of course, we're going to be not at Del Mar anymore, so we hope that that you get down there and take advantage while you can. All right, let's get to it and look at the updated jockey and trainer standings. Juan Hernandez, I didn't think I was going to be saying this, but he is holding off on Berto Rispoli. I really thought that these two would be a little bit closer in the standings as they are right now, but they are not. Juan has 19 wins with 80 starters for 24%. Umberto Rispoli with 11 wins from 58 starters at 19%. Joe Bravo with 10 wins from 41 starters, 24%. Ramon Vasquez with 8 wins from 70 starters, 11%. And Florian Jehoreau, 6 wins, 48 starters, 13%. Okay, trainers. This is what I'm talking about. This is what we got. We got ourselves an old-fashioned race here. Phil D'Amato with 8 wins, 55 starters, 15%. He is tied for the lead with Bob Baffert with 8 wins from 30 starters, 27%. And then we have 3 tied for second. George Papapodromo with 7 wins from 41 starters, 17%. Peter Miller, 7 winners from 46 starters, 15%. And Doug O'Neill, 7 winners from 47 starters, 15%. And then Andy Mathis, we're going to mention him because he's a NorCal trainer with not a lot of profile down here in Southern California. The man can train. We told you that if you'd listened to our earlier podcasts at the beginning of the meeting. He's had 5 wins from 18 starters, 28%. So congratulations to everybody who's having a really solid meet out of Del Mar, especially with these competitive fields. I'll tell you, these jockeys, it used to be at Santa Anita and Los Al, you'd get these 6-horse fields. And, you would just have, Juan Hernandez, winning every race and the same guys. But when you've got a 12-horse field and these horses are evenly matched, it really shows what these guys do. The cream certainly rises to the top. Juan Hernandez is obviously one that comes to mind. Umberto Rispoli, he always has his horses in a position to win. Very rarely will you see a bad trip with an Umberto Rispoli ride. He might not be on the best horse, he might not win, but the reason why the horse didn't win is because, he gave it a bonehead ride. Abel Cedillo, so anyway, yeah, these guys are certainly showcasing what they can do, and hats off to them for that. All right, let's get to the previous week's races. And we're going to go to, obviously, on Thursday, and going to go to the first race here and talk about La Pierre, Juan Hernandez horse debuting for Phil D'Amato. This guy had a little bit of traffic trouble through the stretch, or rather her. She's a filly by Gervin, and a little bit of traffic problems through the stretch, was kind of going inside, going outside, going between horses, really wasn't able to stretch her legs the way I think that the connections wanted. So I think what we should do is give her a pass in this race. She's obviously gained some experience, which is always helpful, and I think she'll be better next time with a race under her belt. And so we're going to circle La Pierre. La Pierre, certainly not French, so I don't know if that's a French name or not, but going to circle her and give her a look back next time. Okay, we always get to these horses, it seems, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk here about Velvet. This was a $875,000 purchase at public auction. And I got to tell you guys, if I owned this horse, I would be really, 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 really worried. She just doesn't look like she's got the heart, the spirit to win. And she really disappointed in this race. I'm not saying that she might not eventually be able to break her maiden, but she's taken a lot of money. She's taken a lot of our money. And we're just going to kind of give up on her. And we kind of suggest you do the same. Give her a, use a lot of caution. She's always bet. You're not going to miss anything with her. You're not going to miss a $14 or a $15 mutual if she does sneak in there and win. And she just really disappointed us big time in her last race. So anyway, for what it's worth, Velvet, use some caution. In Thursday's fourth race here, Hero Status. Absolutely horrendous trip. Now, I'm not going to bet, or I'm not going to blame Edwin Maldonado for this, but this Mark Glatt trainee certainly got the worst end of a trip here, where he was a solid runner-up here, second. We've gone back several times. He was 9 or 10 wide coming into the stretch, and he was floated wide, and flattened out, just couldn't obviously sustain his rally. And he's going to be a real short price next time. You might not be able to put a win bet on him, but certainly use him as a single or as a key in your exotics. But he absolutely had no chance in this race with that trip. So Hero Status is one we're going to circle. And in the eighth race on Thursday, we are going to talk about So Softly. This is another horse here, guys, that we've given up on. Now, we rarely back horses that are 0 for 10. We usually stop supporting them when they're 0 for 7 and up. But this horse really, to us, figured to get a good trip here and be able to break through. And guess what? She does what she always does. She just plodded home third, picked up a check. Doesn't seem to have any desire to want to win a race at all. Now, this isn't probably news to a lot of you folks out there who probably drew a pencil through her when you saw her in the entries. We should have done that as well, but we didn't. For some reason, we thought that Thursday would be the day, and the laugh's on us. So Softly is going to be another one that, forget it. Just don't even pay any attention next time. And it's noteworthy, too, that Umberto Rispoli has been riding her a lot. So if he can't get the job done, I don't know who can ride her and be able to break through with her. Let's turn to Friday. This is the fifth here. We're going to talk about the first race here. Pax Wallop. Nice-looking debut win here. Local debut coming in from Gulfstream for Jeff Mullins and Mike Smith. This horse ran he's got a little bit of talent, a little bit of ability, so the son of Creative Cause, I think, deserves to be followed in his next race. And a horse that really disappointed us here was the 2 Kid Azteca under Ramon Vasquez, Peter Miller trainee. Really no excuse for why this horse ran as flat as he did. He ran third, but was a non-threatening third. So if you see him next time, you might want to use a little bit of caution with him. But definitely let's follow Paxawallop. Okay, guys, coffee time here. Bear with me. Thank God for caffeine. Okay, we're going to turn to the second race here, and we're going to talk about Aliva, Jonathan Wong trainee. How this horse, how we got 660 on this this guy, I don't know, but we did. We'll take it. But he was claimed by Jeff Metz out of this race, and we knew, everybody knew he would be, including Jonathan and the connections. But this guy's a trier. He's a hard knocker, and he's not something that's special, obviously. He just won an 8K claiming race at Del Mar. But it was the way he did it, and I think, really, with all seriousness, that he could come back maybe to win again for 10, maybe 12, okay? I don't think I'm really going that far out with that. And the nice thing about this guy is you'll get a price with him, too. They're going to look at the way, they're going to look at his last race winning for 8K, and they're going to say, well, this horse is a bottom barrel. He can't step up. But I disagree with that. And I think if he's spotted nicely for the new connections, I think he's got a shot at breaking through and winning again. So let's give Aliva a chance next time. Off of that pretty gutty win. Let's talk about Phineas. Wow. You know, if you listened to our show last week, we talked about him a little bit. what can you say? This is a horse that obviously got the trip, got everything afforded the way that we thought he was going to, and came up short. He ran third in this real good deal race. And I think anything coming out of this race, I think you can disregard next time. This was a pretty bad race in our opinion. And even Big City Lights, who won this race visually impressively, you look at the way he came home, you would think that he fought off his rivals and it was a game win, when in truth, everybody behind him was just as tired as he was. So unfortunately, things didn't work out for us with Phineas, because we had released him at 16-1. He was looked like he was going to be a threatening until he started to flatten out and lug in and lug out and run all over the track. But I think he is going to be a horse that we need to use caution on next time too, because we didn't like him at all coming back. So the eighth race on Friday, American Refugee. This was a horse that broke slowly, hesitated, finished okay. Normally, when Bob Baffert debuts a horse, they usually bust out of the gate and show speed. Well, this guy didn't. And wow, this was a pretty... when you look at his replay, you're going to see he was well back. Very confusing, very... intriguing debut for this guy, but he did finish okay. Certainly was a non-threatening participant. However, maybe with the race experience and the race under his belt, that he'll come back and improve next time for Baffert. So that's American Refugee out of Friday's race. Now we're going to turn to Saturday. And we're going to talk here about a nice-looking win here by Mr. Iceman in the fifth race. Showed improved speed under Ramon Vasquez, a dug-in. This was an impressive win for a horse that was 3-1 on the morning line, returned 8-20. Nice-looking win here. I think probably the disappointment in here was Carmel Road. Another Bob Baffert trainee under Juan Hernandez. He ran third. But we're going to circle Mr. Iceman and give him a nice look back next time versus winners off of that race. That was very, very, very impressive. Sixth race. We're going to turn to the sixth here. I'm going to brag a little bit here with Vasco. This was a release that our clients got at 2040. How this horse went off at that price, no idea, but we'll take it. OJ Herrigy is a top conditioner up at Golden Gate. Maybe the connection just got overlooked here. But Vasco certainly looked good, came back and galloped out well. And certainly it is not improbable for him to come back again at Del Mar before the meet ends. And let's give him a look back versus winners if that's the case. And then finally in the, well, not finally, we got a couple more races here, but on Saturday, we're going to talk about Carnivore out of the seventh race. This was a bad release by us. This horse looked absolutely horrible. Not sure if he didn't handle the track. Don't know. He shipped in, was claimed for $40,000. Churchill was in for a 16 tag. We really didn't pay that much attention to that because of the ship and win bonus and the fact that, hey, you know, they're going to win the purse money if this horse wins. So we're not going to pay a lot of attention to the drop in class. Well, maybe we should have because this horse looked bad. If you see him again at Del Mar, I would definitely use caution. Yeah, I'm not sure even if he got claimed, if he's good luck to the new owners, if that's the case. But yeah, that's certainly a horse that we're not going to be following next time, and we suggest you don't as well. And on Saturday, the Clement Hirsch, we had talked about this race in our morning podcast about how this was short in quantity but not quality, and we were certainly right. Blue Stripe, $12.60. We had talked about this horse, how we had backed this horse and the Breeders Cup Distaff back in 21, coming in from Argentina. This horse is talented. She just didn't raise a gallop in that race. She was probably overmatched. There's no doubt about that. But came back and won the Grade 2. She's got talent and she's got ability. She Dares the Devil in this race, who ran third, I think took a real noticeable step back. Maybe she's starting to get a little bit of mileage on her. She's 5 years old now. And certainly another disappointment here was Private Mission, who ran last. So, but take nothing away from Blue Stripe. This was a nice looking win from her. And certainly one to follow when you see her next time. Okay, let's turn to Sunday now. This is the seventh. We're going to go to the first race. And Square Footage reared in the gate prior through Mario Gutierrez back. Had to be reloaded, and that's never a good sign, guys. Obviously, this is a race that if you backed Square Footage, you can draw a line through this and give her an excuse. The daughter of Square Eddie obviously just wasn't wanting to run on this day, and so we're going to just draw a line through her and give her a look back when she comes back. And in the second race here, Crimson Rose. This was a horse just really, really disappointing. This horse got the trip, got a everybody on the outside scooted wide, floated wide. She just had a rail skimming trip coming into the stretch. She was gaining, and then all of a sudden just kind of flattened out. This was a trip that she really wasted, that she very easily could have won. She did not. And so disappointing effort, I would have to say, with her. Crimson Rose in the second. And finally in the fourth race on Sunday, we're going to talk about probably our best Trip and Trouble horse here. And this comes in the fourth with Magnificent Ride. This horse broke slow, was further back than normal. Joe Bravo made a nice move with him on the turn. He just caught Trevor's eye, obviously, as everybody else's, was wide, got in the position, looked like he might be able to even just, you know, draw off for the win, but obviously that took way too much out of him. He tired and flattened out after that, but that was definitely a noticeable move that he made on the turn, and one has to think, had he broke like he normally does with that much energy, just how much he could have won this race by. So we're going to definitely circle him. This is probably the highlight of the Trip and Trouble horses this weekend, and it came in Sunday's fourth race with Magnificent Ride. So I don't have to tell you what to do with him when he comes back next time. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday morning. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Backstretch Talk. I am Eddie the Hat. We're brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning when racing resumes on Thursday. First post will be 2 p.m. And we'll have today at Del Mar for you. So hope that you join us. Do your homework, guys. If you need help, visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be talking to you again soon.